site. Good morning. Let's begin. So we left off page Resh Mem. Three lines over on top. Nitein dugma nosefes. Let's give another example. He says, Pamim rabos, she'echad mebnei hazug ma'od rotze she'yakshivu lo. There are times where one of the spouses in the marriage wants the other very much to listen to them. But often TV, in a natural fashion, in a regular situation, Ekev lachatz hachayim v'chein ekev tiv ebnei adam lo tamid misafshar lahem la'asos zos pekalos. So sometimes just because of life and just because of the nature of people, it's not always easy for an individual just to simply listen. Utiguvasam lo achshav ani asuk kvar hevanti ma'at o ato rotza. And a person says, right, I can't, right, not right now, I'm busy, I can't listen. I already understand what it is that you want. Ulam, adam shemistakil al hachaim kitzmicha ishis, but a person who looks at life, again, almost as an organic maturation, that a person is self-actualizing, growing. A person realizes that in situations like this, now again, Abosai, it's quite possible that I might be too busy and I might have too many things going on. But I also realize that this presents an opportunity for growth. Specifically, again, an opportunity to work on my patience. Kalim lilmod lahazin ulahakshiv, to work on the necessary traits or utensils or tools to be able to listen. Lahavin ulahagish israel, or the ability to work on my ability to feel or to empathize with the other. Yecholes ha'adam lahazin lahakshiv ulahavin hetiv, isrichshe libo shel zulaso. A person could try their best to go ahead and to be attentive and to listen, literally to the feelings of the heart of the other. Heim davar yakar ma'od lenefesh ha'adam, ki yalom ha'masir es kol binyan nafsho. And ultimately, again, the ability to hear the other, the ability to listen to the other, not just to what the other is saying, what the other is feeling, is something that is exceptionally important in the building of oneself. Dugma nosefas. Let's bring another example. L'cho adam yeshnam defusei hargoshos mishalo. Kodim nisui adam al derech klal humakir es defus olam hargoshos shalatzmo. So the truth is that every person has what we'll call a complex emotional makeup. And before a person gets married, a person realizes their own emotional makeup. Nisui adam kashayim na'asim b'tzur nechona. Shall he dabrus timidis bein bnei hazug at fisas olamam vechavios hargashosehem milamdim es bnei hazug lahakir defusei chashiva vahargashos shonim. So part of marriage is a person learns to understand not only their own feelings but the feelings of the other, different kinds of feelings, complex feelings. Limud ze marchiv ma'od es olamam hapnimi. When I go ahead and I learn to understand the feelings of the other, it actually helps me to understand myself. And by understanding oneself, a person is able to understand the world in a much more comprehensive fashion as well. Lilmod bnei adam, to understand people. Ulahakir shelachol echad yesh olam mishalo, and to understand that each person has their own world unto themselves. Havanasam es bnei adam yotzeres etzlam efsharos pinimis yoser le'ovosam. And the ability to understand the other creates a true ability to love the other. And to connect with them in a truly inner and profound way. When a person does not understand the thoughts or the feelings of the other, the way it works is that if I don't understand the other, often I'll distance myself from the other. Without understanding, it is impossible to connect. Havanas ish esrei ehu, understanding of one person of the other. Kilomar havana litfisaso udefus nafsho, meaning a true understanding of who the other is. No senes la adam kli shel ischabrus, ultimately gives a person the utensils of connection. Adam she'ino mabit ala chaim kitzmicha pnimis, person who does not look at life as a series of opportunities to grow as from on the inside, to grow internally. Kis rachvos nafshis, as a spiritual expansiveness. Eino meivin klal b'ma medubar, will have absolutely no idea as to what we're talking about. Choshev latzmo, he thinks to himself, v'shem ma tzarech lahaven b'nei adam. What need is there to understand people? Ani lo sone af echad kulam tovim. Meaning also we often assume that as long as I don't hate anyone, I'm in good shape, right? I don't need to understand anyone. I just need to not hate anyone. Rak adam shechai eschayav b'tzmicha p'nimis. Only a person who lives with a sense, ultimately, again, of inner actualization, sees within marriage the ability or the necessary tools to self-actualize. We'll finish this and we'll explain. It's through marriage that a person could come to understand themselves. So through marriage that a person could come to understand the other. A person could self-actualize by understanding their feelings. A person ultimately comes to understand the thought process and other parts of themselves. A person learns the art of love and ability to discover they in fact have patience. A recognition that life is not about me, but rather life is also about the other. And ultimately, again, an actualization that life is not simply about making myself happy, but sometimes is the negation of one's own will in the face of the other. So let's say, if you bring this all together, what he was saying throughout this entire chapter is a very important yesod, which is that the whole yesod of marriage is that marriage teaches us how to go ahead and deal with challenge. That everything that presents itself in marriage offers us an opportunity for growth. That's the idea. Now remember again, so 2 days ago, he spoke about this idea in the context that my wife gets upset at me about something that I did or something that I didn't do. So what happens? Remember the multi-tier process in that. First, analyze, ask myself, did I do it? Did I really mess up? Did I do something wrong? If so, own my mistake and try to fix it. If I didn't do anything, so then I have to try to figure out what's bothering my spouse that makes making her upset. Why is she really upset? And what can I do to address that? Now, all of those things, by definition, awaken kochos within me. So, for example, it awakens within me the koach of patience, right? Because sometimes, very often, if my spouse gets upset at me about something that I did not do, so we become defensive, and we almost like shut the other out. So what marriage often teaches us is the very important art of patience. Savlanut, something that many of us do not have, that human beings don't have. And that marriage, whether again it's that my spouse wants to speak to me or my spouse wants to be hurt, whatever it is, the point is in every single one of these circumstances, what begins as a challenge ultimately opens up the door for self-actualization by acquiring certain new traits. And if one's approach to marriage is that any time that there is a challenge, so I'm not just going to throw my hands up in the air and give up, but I'm going to look at the challenge as an opportunity for growth. Suddenly, again, marriage is not just about love, and it's not just fulfillment, and it's not just having a family, but suddenly, again, marriage creates the framework for my own personal growth. Take a look at Parak Ches. Let's at least begin. See, he writes, Ha'onek Shabbayis HaYehudi. Right? So the joy within the Jewish home. Let's begin this. And then Emir Tzashem will pick up with this tomorrow. So Le'el Kvar Huv U'Divrei Chazal. Tov Le'Gever Ki Yisa Ol B'nu Arav. Ze Ol Isha. So we quoted before the Ma'amar Chazal that says, it is good for a person to take on the yoke in his youth. And what yoke is this? The yoke of a woman, the yoke of a wife. Now remember, we said at the beginning of this paragraph, this is not like a marriage joke, right? Meaning, we said at the beginning of this paragraph already that marriage is called an ol. Because remember, again, there's the whole idea of ol malchus shamayim. And remember, we saw that from the eyes of Chazal, it is impossible to take on the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without taking on the yoke of marriage. Because what does marriage teach us? Marriage teaches us how to accommodate the other. Right, that's what marriage is all about. How can I be there? How can I give? How can I accommodate the other? And what do I expect in return from the other? Nothing. Right? That successful marriage is all about I want to do with absolutely no expectation of return. Now, of course, again, remember, if everybody is working with that model, then by definition, everybody gets a lot from the marriage. Also, very important, people, this is, I would say that a large majority of Shalom Bayis problems are because people feel they're not getting enough in the marriage. Well, if you feel that way, that's because your entire conception of marriage is flawed. It's not about what you're going to get. The truth is, most people in life have problems because they, I should say, many people who have difficulties in life, it's a result of they feel they're not getting enough. Right, magiali, like this person's not doing enough for me, or this is not doing enough for me, or my job is not doing enough for me, or my shul is not, whatever it is. You fill in the blank. Most people like this, they apply it to all areas of their life. I'm not getting enough. Well, who says you're supposed to get anything? Right? Who says that anyone owes you anything? Who says that anyone is supposed to do anything for you? If you have that conception of life, then a person could become exceptionally upset and distraught. But if a person has the mindset of a giver, right, that all I want to do is give, all I want to do is be there for others, if something happens to me in return, that's like gravy, but that's not my expectation. Suddenly, again, life is dramatically different. So that's what he says over here. That's why he calls marriage the all. Because if I learn how to be a good husband and I learn about how to accommodate the other, then by definition, I'll be able to makaba ol machoshan. Because what is service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all about? Service of God is all about, God, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? And that's my job as a Jew. That's ol machosh shamayim. Person has all of marriage, they'll ultimately have ol machosh shamayim. All right, but so we'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up the Rosh Hashanah Parakas tomorrow.